Democratic and Republican.
We're going to go out and we will create more and better jobs. And we will be in a great state again.
The city council is considering whether to put a measure on the ballot.
I'm very concerned about our budget.
Governor it's Wednesday, the morning we speak with Michigan Radio's political analyst Jack Lessenberry about what's going on in state politics. Jack, a pro-life group has collected enough signatures to put a proposal before lawmakers to ban abortion coverage from health plans unless a separate policy is bought. If the signatures are validated, the legislature could vote on and approve the measure without needing Governor Snyder's signature. If lawmakers don't vote on it, or if it's not approved, it will go to voters in November of 2014. What do you think is going to happen with this?
Well, first of all, the governor is not only not needed, he's totally irrelevant. My guess is that the legislature will probably pass this. There's right-to-life majorities and strong Republican majorities in both houses of the legislature, but this may end up hurting Republicans in the long run. We've seen in recent years where Republicans made abortion and strange theories about rape centerpieces of their campaign. They're frequently lost. A lot of women are going to be indignant at that. Basically, one woman said this is requiring them to pay extra for rape insurance. What it means is that insurance policies would no longer be allowed to cover abortion. You have to pay extra for a separate rider. So it's just, you know, one more battle in this culture war that's gone on in this country since 1973.
Let's move to Detroit. Billionaire Warren Buffett is backing a campaign that will invest millions of dollars in Detroit-based businesses. Tell us more about this initiative.
Well, it's mainly a Goldman Sachs initiative, and it's a national program. They call it Goldman Sachs's 10,000 Small Businesses Program. And in Detroit, they would invest, as I understand it, they will contribute $15 million to support small businesses through a couple funds. And then there's a $5 million education component. And it's just, the whole thing is designed to make small businesses feel Detroit is a great place to come and start something, to get something going. And a lot of characteristics of a pep rally yesterday. The governor is out there. Warren Buffett has said he might invest some of his money in Detroit if he sees something that looks like would be a good deal. So it's not a bad thing, but I don't think anyone should expect this by itself to produce a major turnaround. The irony was that Warren Buffett almost became a major player in Detroit 35 years ago when he nearly bought the Ambassador Bridge. He was outbid by Matty Maroon, so it might be a different world if Buffett had bought the Ambassador Bridge.
Do you think it will have an impact?
It'll have some small impact. You know, it depends on how people make use of this. What they're hoping for is that somehow you get a critical mass going where enough people start enough small businesses that this becomes sort of a mecca for startups, and that leads to a reflourishing of the economy.
And finally, Jack, next week we will be talking about whether or not Detroit is eligible for bankruptcy. Federal Judge Stephen Rhodes will announce on Tuesday whether Detroit can file for Chapter 9. What have we learned about Detroit's finances through the eligibility trial so far?
Well, they're a mess. Actually, I think what the judge will rule on is whether or not Detroit can file for bankruptcy. Most people think he will. If he doesn't, then the city probably will be torn apart by creditors. The people in charge of pension funds and the unions are, I think, the main opponent of this. They think they might get more of a deal for their members without bankruptcy than if they get bankruptcy. But this is just going to be the start of a long process if the judge, as expected, allows the city to file for bankruptcy. And then you have the very painful process of the emergency manager coming up with a plan and getting the judge to approve it or not approve it. We saw yesterday creditors swarming around the DIA. The people who are owed money want their money. They're not very sentimental about art or jewels or anything else. They just want to be paid. And so we'll just have to see how this all plays out, but it's going to be a grim few months for Detroit in any event.
All right, Jack, as always, thanks a lot and happy Thanksgiving.
My pleasure, you too.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's political analyst.